A flicker catches my eye. The sky is now dark as the stars have surrounded me and I watch them dance. Slowly, I see that they are not stars, but fireflies with a star-like brilliance. And I smile, remembering those summer evenings of my childhood spent chasing them. I stand up and close my eyes again, breathing deeply. Breathing it all in. When I open my eyes again, I see one firefly a little bit brighter than the rest. I watch it silently, then feel the urge of my previous 7-year-old self. I reach out carefully with both hands and cup them around the insect. It flutters softly against my palms, and I can see its glow through the back of my hands. The glow seems to brighten and enters my hands, spreading up my arms. In shock, I release the firefly, but it is no longer there, and I see the others beginning to form ornate designs in front of me, shifting in color from soft gold to green. I feel a brush along my thighs and I jump, looking down and around at a field of sunflowers, extending again in every direction. I am no longer in the forest glen. Before me stands once more the mysterious door, the shapes the fireflies made now embedded in the carvings. I walk slowly around it, taking it in once more. It seems to have more life than before, like it wants to open, like it wants to show me what was on its other side, a side that was impossible. Certainly, once open, it was no longer a door, but an arch. As I return to face the front of the door, the glow that had entered me seems to be reflected on the door, and in one of the designs, I can see a single bright point of light. A spark. It beckons me. I extend my left arm once more to touch the spark.